All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, after a strong 2015 Major League Baseball season from the Houston Astros, which included them not only having their first winning record in the American League, it was their first winning record overall since 2008, and their first postseason appearance since 2005. The expectations were immense for this club coming into the 2016 MLB season. But after 21 games, the Astros now find themselves with a record of 6-15 as they are in last place in the AL West. And this is a far cry from the quick start that we saw from Houston last year as they jumped out of the gates with a record of 14-7. And you look at one of the big things that carried the Astros to the postseason last year, and it's one of the things that is really hindering this team right now, and that has been pitching. Through 21 games, the Astros are last in the American League in team earned run average at 5.02. That is simply not going to cut it. Last year, starting pitcher Dallas Keuchel won the AL Cy Young Award with a record of 20-8 to go along with a 2.48 earned run average while striking out 216 batters in 232 innings. This season, it has not gone as sharp for Keuchel in the beginning. He's 2-3 with a 4.41 ERA, but it's not only him. Colin McHugh won a ton of games for the Astros last year, but he was the benefit of a very potent Astros lineup behind him. This year, McHugh has struggled. The same can be said for Doug Fisters and Mike Fiers in that Astros rotation. Now, the lineup is still solid. You look at George Springer, Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, and Colby Rasmus, while Carlos Gomez has been struggling. But the bottom line, it has been their pitching. The Astros won their opening game of the 2016 MLB season on the road against the New York Yankees, but ever since then, they have been under 500. You look at this team, they were booed by fans over the weekend at home as they lost 2 out of 3 to the Boston Red Sox. They've dropped the first two of their three-game series up in Seattle against the Mariners, and they're looking to salvage things tonight, and it won't be easy as they will be facing Hisashi Iwakuma. But you look at their upcoming schedule over the weekend, the Astros will be on the road against the Oakland Athletics, followed by 3 home games against the Minnesota Twins, and then 4 against the Seattle Mariners. And the Astros at this point simply just need to piece some wins together. You look at AJ Hinch, he's in his second year as the manager for the Astros, and he could not do any wrong with this team in 2015. But things have really changed drastically for the Astros, and part of it is this: they were able to sneak up on teams last year. This time around, everybody knows what to expect from this club. And don't get me wrong, I did not see the Astros being a postseason team in 2016. But you look at it right now, and I know there is still plenty of baseball to be played this season. We still have more than 5 months to go. But the bottom line is this: the AL West has gotten a little bit tougher. You look at the Oakland Athletics, they're an improved club. The same thing can be said for the Seattle Mariners, and you know that the Texas Rangers and the Los Angeles Angels are going to get it going at some point. And if you're the Astros, you're 5.5 behind the Mariners right now for first place. You cannot fall that much further behind in this division. Yes, it's still early, but you simply cannot take it for granted. I think the Astros pitching will get better as the season goes along, but I don't see it being enough for them to really be a player as far as winning this division title. And you look at it, it's early, but Houston has really dug themselves a hole, and it's going to be very tough for them to dig out of over the next few months. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping everything that went down from the 2016 NFL Draft. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.